Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. It's just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m.
Tim, I'm so excited for today. We're going to be having our baby mama, Stacey, joining us live in this studio to name her baby.
Look, if you're just joining the show for the first time, welcome, first and foremost. But secondly, that probably made no sense because, and this isn't going to make sense either, someone's traded us the right to name their child for a block of caramel chocolate.
We've taken it very seriously. We've got a spinning wheel.
Like a Wheel of Fortune wheel.
With 10 names listed on it. She's going to spin the wheel. Can you hear that wheel spinning?
No, because it's stopped already. Look, I'm going to be real with you. I put it together. It's not the most slick and greased wheel.
It's going to do the job, though. And Timothy's on there four times.
Four times.
So some may say it's rigged.
She does like the name.
She does.
So that's my saving grace. And today is a big day for me because I could be involved. We're already going to be involved in naming a child, but it could be named after me.
Yeah. And I mean, we found out the other day that the due date is apparently the 5th of June. Which means my birthday is on the 6th of June. So we're just so connected to this child.
Stop everything. Who was actually born on their due date?
What do you mean?
Like, no one's actually... I wasn't meant to be born on my birthday.
I was supposed to be born on the 12th of June.
Yeah, so you were... So, like, I was meant to be born on the 20th of February, and I was born on the 5th of January. So there is a little bit of mix and mox.
Okay, so you're saying we could potentially see an early baby coming through.
Well, no, I don't want... No, I'm just saying, like... I normally would give it a 15-day buffer either side. You'd say, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
look, Tim.
It's exciting.
This is all happening after 8 o'clock, but we've still got a massive show to get through before that.
Yes, because Ogre Heard, the final two double passes, we're giving them away today to see Shrek the Musical at the GECC. So make sure you are listening out for Shrek's voice. Don't trust Donkey. No one can trust Donkey.
Tim, before 6:30, I want to tell you about a male contraceptive that could increase your libido.
I like it. I don't hate it. But Jess, coming up next, look, I know we're talking about, so obviously naming a baby is going to be great. Giving away tickets to Shrek is great. But can I absolutely bring a halt to the positivity of the show right now? I want to talk about a tragic accident that's happened on a plane where,
Tim,
unfortunately, a puppy has died.
No.
Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. I'm sorry.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you've ever flown on a plane, I don't think here in Australia at least in Queensland, I've ever seen an animal on a plane that's like not in underneath, like stowed in a cage.
Australian law, I think you have to have them stowed underneath with all the baggage.
Because I know in the United States and in Europe, say if you've got a small dog, you can bring that dog onto the plane. And obviously there's special exceptions, like we've always seen, like safety ducks and safety echidnas and stuff like that.
No safety peacocks, though.
No
safety
peacocks.
Don't let them on the plane.
We've already talked about that to no end. But terrible story coming out of the United States. Flight from Houston in Texas to New York City, one of the biggest cities in America.
It's quite a long flight.
It's about 6 or 7 hours. And so the plane, this allowed someone to bring their little French bulldog onto the plane.
Sure.
The flight attendant insisted that the dog was not on the lap of the owner, that it was placed in the overhead compartment.
Well, I mean, anyone with half a brain knows that's a stupid idea.
Because there's no airflow inside these compartments. Jessica.
No, Tim,
and unfortunately, the French bulldog was not alive when they landed.
You're kidding.
I'm not. I think.
How did no one notice it struggling?
Because the air was just gone. So it just died. It's sad, hey?
I mean, this is an awful story.
Well, I'm angry at multiple
Did she lose
people.
Her job? She should have.
There's a lot of people that should be disappointed in themselves.
Right.
I know for a fact if it was me and they were saying, you need to put your dog up here, I've been like, literally show me proof in writing that this is, she should not have let that happen.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant should not have been pressuring this person to do that thing.
Oh my God.
So now the airlines had to make an apology. So everything's all right. they said this was a tragic accident that should never have occurred and pets should never be placed in the overhead bin. We are thoroughly investigating what occurred to prevent this from happening again. It is so sad. Jess.
What the... How are we in 2018 letting something like that happen?
It's... I just... There's like a photo of the lady crying at the airport and like, guys, just... It's so stupid. And like, I know, like Americans, I know there's a big joke that Americans are stupid, but like, I imagine it would have been someone on their first day going like, oh, well, that's got to, they would have been so nervous and they would have been like, we got to put that in there. There's a dog. Because someone could have complained that there was a dog and it's just sad. I'm sorry to start the show off like this, but it is just an incredible story.
I mean, it can only go uphill from here, right?
Don't hold on to your marbles just yet. It's Tim and Jess. What? I can disappoint you heaps more. It's Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Quickly before we introduce our guest, can you quickly recap what the hell is going on?
What a journey we've been on, Tim. When we found out that caramel chocolate existed, we decided, let's try and find a block for ourselves.
Yeah.
A listener, Isabel, found it for us. She gave it to us in the post. We decided it's one of the only blocks left. Let's try and trade it for something worthwhile.
And I've got it here in my hands. I haven't shown you for 4 weeks that I've got it, and I've got it here in my hands, and I'll introduce our guest now. Stacey, can you confirm that there is a block of caramel chocolate in my hand?
There is a block of caramel chocolate in your hands.
Now, Stacey, that is the voice of our Hit CQ baby.
Baby mama. Not the baby.
Stacey has offered to let us name her child in exchange for this block of caramel chocolate.
Her partner, Jeremy's in here, and we've got security holding him back because I don't want this to be snatched out of my hands. And Jess, look, I know it's a bit crazy that someone has called up and said, hey, do you guys want to name my child and I'll give you a block of chocky? And I thought, look, it's a Tuesday, why not? So Stacey, talk about how you decided that you would be thinking this block of chocolate is worth this odd, because it is an honour and a privilege to name a child.
It is. I don't know. We were just sitting there in the car and yous were talking about how no one had made a good
suggestion
yet.
I mean, we got offered a $50 Big W voucher, but I feel like this is worth a bit more.
A little bit more, yeah. This is a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
But we thought, why not? We can't come up with a name that we can both agree on, so why not let everyone else help us out. Yeah.
So we took it to Central Queensland. They offered up some names. I took them to you guys. You've narrowed it down to 10 names. 4 of those is Tim, because that was Tim's stipulation.
Yes, because, look, Timothy's a great name. Obviously, handsome boys, smart boys are born with that name, and I think that it'd be great and a privilege. And I haven't been speaking too much. You've been directly dealing with Jess.
Oh, Jess.
You've even said, hey, if I don't get Timothy, we might even chuck that as a middle name.
Yeah. It flows.
It flows with a lot of names.
We've been working it in. Yeah. It flows.
I have this feeling, I'm so privileged to be involved in this. And we're going to go to a song, and on the other side, we're going to reveal again the names that we're doing, and we're going to play a beautiful game that we've called Name That Baby. It's Tim and Jess and Stacey on Hit CQ. I'm going to stop the song because we just need to get straight into it.
Oh, here we go.
Jess, I am so excited because we are playing.
It's time, Central Queensland. You've been waiting a moment of a lifetime. It's time to name that baby.
Yes.
Jess, Tim's a little bit excited about this.
We're very excited because we are right now going to spin the Wheel of Baby Fortune. Mm-hmm. Stacey, whatever the little tiny hand lands on will be the name of your beautiful boy that's going to be born in about 12 weeks' time.
Now, you can watch all of this unfold on Facebook. We're Facebook Living,
Instagram.
And we're Instagram Living as well.
Yep, and also on the radio. We're going to focus the radio as well. Now, Stacey, can you read out the names that are on the wheel right now?
Yeah, we've got Timothy.
Timothy, of course.
Bo.
Yes.
Timothy.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Cameron. Timothy.
Timothy.
Oliver.
Yes.
Rylan.
Yes.
Timothy. And Charlie.
And so, one more Timothy.
And Timothy.
Some would say that Tim stacked the board with Timothy.
No, it was in the terms and conditions. And in exchange for this privilege and this honour to name your child, your beautiful baby boy, we will be giving you, when you give birth, a block of caramel chocolate. Everybody.
No delivery
it exists.
Until the delivery.
Yes.
Was the
delivery
term when you agreed
on.
All right. Guys, let's just do it.
Shall we?
Should we just do it? Stacey, what I want you to do is I want you to give that Wheel of Baby Fortune the biggest tug of your life. Here we go. All 3, right. 2, 1.
Name that baby.
Spinning. Spinning. Spinning.
It's the longest spin of my life. Oh!
It's Bo! It's Bo! It is Bo. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
So, Stacey, you said if it landed on anything other than Timothy, Tim would be the middle name of the baby. Are we going to stick to that?
Can't see why not.
I'm coming around for a hug.
The baby's name, our hashtag HitCQBaby, is Bo Timothy. You can check it out on Facebook.
It's
TB. It's BT.
Oh. That is incredible,
what
guys.
What a day. What a day. I'm shaking over here. I'm like actually shaking.
I don't know if I've got a heart rate from standing or from the pressure of it all. But Bo Timothy, thank you very much, Stacey. And in 12 weeks, we're going to get in touch with you and give you that block of caramel chocolate.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I don't like to talk, and I know people listening are very divided by this television show. If you're like me, you're not really on board. If you're like you, it's everything about your life.
I'm absolutely starting a new batchy night
in a
couple of weeks.
Because it is The Bachelor, and the upcoming season for The Bachelor, where so The Bachelor is the man one, Bachelorette's the female one.
Yes.
All right. So,
and Sophie Monk was our first celebrity Bachelorette.
Turns out it started a trend.
Absolutely.
Because The Bachelor confirmed yesterday, there was a lot of rumours, is former Western Force and Australian Union player Nick Cummins, a.k.a. the Honey Badger. And now, Jess, you don't know that much about Nick Cummins.
No, you came into the studio this morning and you said, have you seen who the new Bachelor is? And I nearly fell off my chair.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how are you interested in this right now?
He is he's a walking meme in a good way. He's very funny, very, very well known for his sayings and that in his post-match interviews with the media. And I think it is going to be interesting seeing, because they're going to make him, obviously, they'll be like, mate, be yourself.
Yeah.
But they're going to make him talk about his feelings and be serious.
Well, it was like,
and this, I've never seen him do that before.
It was like Sophie Monk. No one really had seen her be that open and vulnerable before.
If the Honey Badger cries on national television, I will lose my marbles.
I have been stalking his Instagram heavily this morning.
Good girl.
And he's looking good. He's everything you want in a bachelor.
He's that type of attractive guy that, he can pull off a mustache and he doesn't look like he's not banned from a primary school. You know?
The mustache doesn't work for everyone, but on him, I reckon it's going to make a comeback.
So I'm not sure when the season starts. Because he's a rugby player, I'm thinking about season. I'm not sure when the television show starts. But look, I'll even watch the opening episode just to get a read on what he's like as The Bachelor.
All right. So can we do like a little viewing party?
Not really. I just watch it.
I'll make food.
You can watch. I'll watch it at my house, and then because then I can leave if I don't want to be involved. So
you're right. I will come over to your house. Thank you for the invitation, Tim.
Damn it. It is exciting. Hopefully, a rugby union player can find love.
If you want to check him out and all those pictures from his Instagram, head to hit.com.au.
If you're a thirsty little bitch, just like don't make that sound.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, yesterday, really sad news yesterday afternoon. Stephen Hawking passed away at the age of 76.
Incredible feat for someone with a motor neuron disease
that
affected such of his life. And
a lot of people are saying, how did he make it to 76? That's incredible in and of itself.
And the fact that someone with motor neuron disease can still be the smartest man in the world or the smartest human being in the world, I think it's incredible. And obviously he introduced everyone to the theories of black holes and string theory and all these different concepts about dimensions and all these different versions that sort of no one had even touched on, and kind of brought science into a positive and in the mainstream, which is something that I think is a massive effort.
And a lot of people don't realise that he was actually quite a jokester as well. He would make a lot of jokes and a lot of pranks all the time.
Yeah.
He actually threw a party for time travellers. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about this.
So he set a party for time travellers and then a week later sent out the invitation and said, well, if there's any time travellers about, they would have found my invitation by now and they would have arrived at my party.
But how? Look, there's too many questions to go into that. But it is a terrible thing because he was one of the great minds of our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there can be more people like him that are bringing this sort of important information into the mainstream media.
Absolutely, Tim. So you can check out more about Stephen Hawking at hit.com.au as well as everything else that's trending right now.
We do have a bit of a tribute.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on on Hit.
Tim, we are super excited for Good Friday. We're going to be in our raft regatta.
Yes.
Yes. It is the Gladstone Harbour Festival raft regatta, and we are super excited. It almost looked like we weren't going to have a raft to put in last week.
Turns out 4 months of preparation isn't enough for Tim and Jess. But it seems, after we're getting some help, that we are getting a raft together. And look, it's going to be a little bit more than basic, which I'm excited about.
Nigel and Isabel from Portside Plumbing have really delivered for us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Not only Portside Plumbing, but also Ken's Plumbing have donated a whole bunch of materials, which is so fantastic.
Great.
And we're putting this raft together. Isabel's super excited. She's putting together a bit of a pirate theme for us.
Go nuts.
But I was looking up some of the prizes that you can win, apart from coming first, right?
Because that's something that we are focusing on.
Obviously, we want to win.
Okay, can I just be really honest with everyone?
Yeah.
The main thing I want to win, apparently, there is a media award.
Yes.
The only people that ever enter...
you're starting up the feud on air. Okay.
...is the Gladstone Observer, the newspaper. And they're the only ones that are entering the media.
We're coming for you.
They win every year. Now it's a two-horse race, baby. Who's going to win?
Even if we lose that, Tim,
okay,
there is still one award that I think we potentially could win.
All right.
It's called the Titanic Award.
Love it already.
Now, there's no other information other than it's the least prize money winning prize.
Great. It's not about the money. It's about the pride.
But I'm assuming that the Titanic Award means it's the award given to the most dramatic sinking of one of the rafts.
Yes.
And I think if we don't win... we need to aim for the Titanic Award.
Absolutely. There are three awards we're going for.
Yeah.
Overall winner, media award, and if it resorts to it, who can sink the quickest? And look, if we have to create removable parts, we can do that.
Yep.
I'm definitely on board. If we don't walk away with at least one of those, first in media or the Titanic Award, I think we should be very disappointed in ourselves.
Absolutely. We're doing it for you guys. We really want to win this prize for any of the prizes, really.
Any of the
prizes. There's also a best dressed crew. So, I mean, we need to put in some effort in
Absolutely.
The costume as well.
You can always come and check out the race when it does happen on Good Friday, on the Friday morning. I believe it kicks off at about 9 a.m.
Currently, Tim and I are the only ones on our raft. So you can run
Isn't
in the
Isabel?
Race for two.
Isn't Isabel on there?
I don't believe Isabel wanted to jump on
Come on,
raft.
Isabel.
I don't think she trusted it.
You're building our raft for us and you won't get on it?
If you want to jump on our raft, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and you can get on that raft with us.
I'm looking forward to it. Titanic Award does appeal to me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, we're in the future right now.
Right.
Because the male contraceptive pill could be available within the next 5 to 10 years.
So when in the future in 5 to 10 years? Why is it taking so long?
Well, so previous attempts at developing a male contraceptive pill have focused on targeting hormones or making the sperm incapable of fertilization, right? So it's very dangerous because it's causing side effects of, you know, infertility and, you know, loss of libido, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
So men were like, no, don't get that away from me. I'm not touching it.
Waggle of the finger in your direction, Mr. Dr. Scientist.
But this new contraceptive pill that they've been working on right here in Australia, a bunch of Aussie scientists have cracked the code of this contraceptive pill that doesn't do anything with hormones, doesn't affect your sperm, essentially blocks the sperm from exiting.
So it's a cap.
It's essentially a vasectomy without getting one.
All right. Let's see. That's when you lost me.
What?
Vasectomy is the old permanente.
No, but it's not permanent. This is the thing. So
yeah, but if you're comparing it to a... you can't say it's a vasectomy, but it isn't, because then a whole bunch of guys are going to go, no, thank you, and they will never try it.
No, but it's similar to the female contraceptive pill where it stops the egg from coming out, right?
Yeah.
So this will just stop the sperm from coming out.
I was
going to
say, I don't got no eggs. But I think it is good because, look, I think... having the option for either the male or the female or whatever, you're male, female, female, to have someone that can at least one of you, say if your female partner, it affects her so much, then you could do it. Or if it affects the male, then maybe the female can focus on it.
Or
if you're really
terrified of ever getting pregnant, both of you can be on it at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
So, I mean, this is the future. Men are going to have contraceptive pills by, you know, the next 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10 years.
They're saying they're quite close to getting it. To, like, they're one step away from having it on the market.
That's exciting.
So it's really exciting. I mean, is this something that you would consider taking?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it all depends on each couple's relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was if the pill was affecting my partner in a bad way, I'd be like, hey, I'll try this.
Yeah.
Or if it was affecting me in a bad way, I'd be like, I don't want to take it. How about we just hold hands and that's all we ever do?
No holding hands before marriage, Tim.
Sorry, I'm such a fool.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Miley Cyrus is being sued, but why?
Oh my goodness. You know, not only is she being sued, she's being sued for $300 million. Yes, I said that like Dr. Evil. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, so here's how this has rolled out. Miley Cyrus' single, We Can't Stop, obviously from 2013, 5 years ago. Now, an artist by the name of Flaugon had a song in 1988 called We Run Things. Now, in Miley's song, she sings, we run things, things don't run we. He, in his song, he writes, we run things, things no run we. So they're very similar. They are very similar, for sure. He's also said that she stole, and I quote, vocal melody, rhythm, and inflection, and wants $300 million for, well, he thinks she stole his song 5 years ago.
Surely she can just write a check for $100,000 and he could go on his merry way, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep. I'd give him 50 grand in a bar tab, but let's be clear on this. First of all, why did this dude wait 5 years? Second of all, it's very similar. Like, I will give him that. I'm not going to, like, let's be real. It is pretty similar.
Yeah.
But how does it take 5 years to go, wait a second, oh, you know that song I heard on the radio every single day for 5 years? Oh, my goodness. That sounds like my song. Why did it take 5 years to click?
He was letting her earn more money.
Yeah.
So he can go after that.
Yeah.
So,
he was like, she's going through a rough patch with her boyfriend. Maybe I'll let her slide, let her get her stuff together, yeah. And then we'll go after it.
Anyway, thanks, Dino.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
See you, mate.
You can check out more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now have experienced some form of this in their lifetime, Jess,
mm-hmm.
because my, I think, 90-year-old papa, Papa Brian, who is my mum's dad, he, about a year ago, decided, you know what, I've been missing out and I want to get on Facebook.
Yeah, it's just so cute. Still hasn't added me, but I'll forgive you.
Also haven't met him, but he's friends with, he put it on hard on my girlfriend going, oh, do you have a Facebook? And then I was like, Papa, you can't. You? And then so now they're friends. And on the other night, I was scrolling through my feed,
mm-hmm.
and I found something that's incredible. He had posted 2 or 3 photos on his Facebook that he definitely didn't mean to post.
Right.
He posted a photo of his cardigan. Questions he's been asking Siri lately.
Oh, no.
And then a recommendation on how we can listen to more of the Cardigans, the 90s rock band. Because Siri was also very confused. So he didn't know that he had posted.
So break this down for us.
So he'd accidentally posted photos. Like, the images are on our Facebook page. You can check them out.
And on our Instagram too. Just search for HitCQ. Yep.
And I tried to call the phone number of them, be like, hey, Papa, you might want to take those photos down. I didn't get through to him.
So he's posted a picture of a cardigan. And then he's asked Siri how he can take down the picture of the cardigan.
Said, are you unhappy with the cardigans on your music?
And so he somehow screenshot that and uploaded it with the cardigan as well.
Yes, onto Facebook for everyone to see.
Wow.
Some of the cousins and the uncles and aunties.
I don't even know how you would teach someone how to do that, let alone how he did it accidentally. Yeah.
So I called my mum and I was like, hey, mum, it's your favourite boy. I've just been on Facebook. Papa's posted something. Can you call him? I can't get a hold of him and try and get him to delete it. Mum was on the phone to him for a while.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to delete it.
Aww.
So I believe it's still there, unless one of my aunties has gone around to his house and deleted the photo.
I mean,
for
what's
themselves.
His content usually consist of?
Liking statuses.
Sure.
That's what that's his zone.
Yeah.
What's that? You've been to Bangkok? Like. What's that? You didn't have dinner on Tuesday night? Like. He throws likes around like I pluck out beard hairs. All the time. And I want to know on 13, 12, 16. Because I love Papa Brian, love you to death,
mm-hmm.
but you should not be on Facebook. Do you have anyone in your life that should not be on Facebook?
Oh, look, I believe, and, you know, I don't mean to offend you, but my dad should absolutely not have Facebook. He will accept.
Does he?
Yes.
Wow.
And he'll accept people that, like, he shouldn't. He'll add people that he shouldn't. Like, people come up in suggested friends.
Add.
He adds them all. And you're like, why are you becoming friends with this person, Dad? You don't even know who they are. And he's like, maybe they can give me lives on Candy Crush.
I'm almost insulted. I'm almost insulted that I have not received a friend request from your father.
Oh.
I wouldn't accept it, but I'm insulted that I haven't received it. So look, 13, 12, 16, who do you know that shouldn't be on Facebook?
Yeah.
What have they done to have their Facebook privileges revoked? Because there's a lot of people, look, there's a lot of idiots that shouldn't have a Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, let us know. Who do you think should not be on Facebook? Whether it's a well-known person or just your 12-year-old son that's posting things he shouldn't. And on 13, 12, 16, we've been chatting about people that shouldn't be allowed on Facebook. God love my papa.
Yep.
Papa Brian is my mum's dad. He posted accidentally on his Facebook. He normally doesn't post things. He's a liker. He throws likes out like he's ranking it rain at a strip club.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to the strip club. That made it sound like he goes. I love you, Papa Brian. But
he probably shouldn't be on Facebook.
No, because he posted a photo of his cardigan. Not like the whole cardigan, just the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then the photos, the screenshots of him trying to ask Siri how to take down the photo of his cardigan. And then Siri got confused and said, would you like to hear more of the band, The Cardigans? It's a lot to deal with.
And obviously your papa is a huge fan of The Cardigans now.
We've all tried to call him. Yeah, great band. We've all tried to call him and he can't figure out how to delete it.
That's amazing.
So on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, do you have someone in your life that maybe shouldn't have Facebook? And we've had John from Rockhampton. John, who in your life shouldn't have Facebook?
Mate, I've got a few cousins down in New South Wales that use Facebook like it's a diary.
Classic New South Wales.
Absolutely everything from having a coffee to dropping the kids off to school to having a sick day today. I've got to the point where I got over it and I deleted them off Facebook.
Mate, good, because that was going to be my advice. I had I was sitting on the toilet the other day and deleted 40 people off my Facebook. I felt relief on two levels.
Oh, Tim.
Never like that before. And the problem is, Jess brought it up before, mate. They're from New South Wales.
Yeah.
So, first of all,
correct.
You shouldn't have them on there.
They shouldn't even be on it anyway. But we went down for a family reunion the other day and they asked me, why aren't we friends on Facebook anymore?
Oh.
So I had to come up with the excuse saying, I don't have Facebook anymore. And
you have to earn the Facebook privilege.
Yes, that's right.
Don't you, John?
You have to earn that privilege back instead of using Facebook like it's a diary. That's correct.
Yeah, thanks for your call, John.
All good. Cheers, man. Instead of you.
We've also got Karina from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Karina, who do you know that shouldn't be on Facebook?
My dad.
Your dad. What does dad
always
do?
Dad's, hey.
Look, he's a single 50-year-old man.
Get it, son.
Pardon?
Sorry, no. I didn't make a joke about your dad being a single bachelor. Continue.
But he'll, like, you know, like, there's, like, I don't know, model chicks on Facebook that you can just find their pages or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He will, like, share their page and then write, I like to be your friend.
Yes.
So that's what comes up in his feed.
That's
he's got
beautiful.
One here that's like these two chicks and they're making kissy faces and they're obviously models.
Yeah.
And he's shared it and gone, hi there.
What's your dad's name, Karina?
Graham.
Graham. Graham, you are using Facebook exactly how it should be
Graham's
used,
Graham's a bit thirsty, isn't Graham? He?
You remember I actually called up and I actually nominated him for Biggest Bogan in...
Oh, yes, back
of
in Australia
course.
Day. Wow.
Yeah.
Graham... is turning out to be one of the... You know what we should do? Can we send Graham? We might grab your phone number. I've got a lifestyle book. We might get him a bit more cultured.
Yeah.
Well, I think he needs a lot more than that, you know?
we'll give you a buzz back again and we'll get your address because we've got to send him a gift. Graham's a legend.
Yeah, right.
It's called Living with Lifestyle.
Oh, nice.
It's furniture, plants, kind of like Better Homes and Gardens as a book.
Basically Queer Eye in one book.
Yeah, except we don't have five gays to give him.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, if you were planning on heading down to Brisbane to catch Dua Lipa, maybe you better rethink things because she's had to cancel all of her Brisbane shows.
What?
I know.
Are you for real?
No, seriously. She's been actually singing Headlining, well,
she's got, I heard she has wisdom teeth issues.
She's been opening for Bruno Mars and been doing some side shows as well. And her wisdom teeth have gotten so bad and so painful that her doctor said, absolutely not, you're not to keep touring.
Now,
we have to take them out straight away.
You know me.
Yeah.
And I am all for Dua Lipa. I think she's great. I think she's going to be a superstar.
You called it like last April. You were like, Dua Lipa is going to be huge.
That's weak.
Yeah.
Mate, sing through the pain. If your gums aren't bleeding, you're not singing hard enough.
Tim, have you ever had your wisdom teeth out?
All of them.
Yeah? And didn't you feel like immense pain?
For like an hour.
All right.
I was walking around the supermarket and because I was numb on my jaw, I couldn't feel the blood was pouring down my jaw. And people were looking at me strange. And I was like, what's going on? And
then Doesn't everyone froth blood from
the
mouth?
No, exactly. So look, Dua Lipa, weak.
If you've got tickets to the shows, mate, just double check if you don't want to go anymore. I totally understand.
Yeah, because Bruno Mars isn't a drawing
card. Yeah, I mean, you can check out everything else that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, I got to do something last night that I've never done before.
What's that?
I was backed into a corner. Well, not backed into a corner.
Got yelled at lots at Nepal?
No, that happens every week, so that's not something that I'm unfamiliar with. But my girlfriend needed a favour, and I got to be a vlogger.
Oh, yes, I saw the video. You almost did well.
She does. She has like a business with oils, and she was like, because it did arrive to my house, and she was like, well, I need to post a video. Can we just do a video where it's like the joke is like you opening it and having no idea what's in the box? And I was like, well, I can do that naturally because I have no idea what any of these things are. And I even did like how I see some vlogs where it's like, and I'll just compare it to my hands so you know the
signs. I never understood the whole unpacking video. Like, do people actually watch unpacking videos?
Well, I hope they do because I put in a good minutes 30 of effort into that. All the comments so far are people heckling me.
Yes.
So thank you.
I contributed just then.
Oh, thank you. I'm never doing it again.
Tim sucks.
Yes. Yes.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Thanks for the memories. 6:37, Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Do you want to hear a fun fact about Fallout Boy before I continue? So you know how the song, like, thanks for the memories, there's no vowels in the in the letters for the song title. So all of their song titles on their album, they got some feedback from their first album, Sugar We're Going Down, that their song titles were too long. So this was them going, well, we'll just take the vowels out.
Sure. It does shorten it up.
So
it looks like they're really illiterate, but...
Aren't we all? Jess, Will Smith, you would say he's well known.
Yes.
He used to be my favourite actor.
And when did he get dropped down the ranks?
Oh, his last 5 years haven't been what I would expect a Will Smith performance level.
Hey, he did a movie with Margot Robbie in the last 5 years.
Yeah, they've all been bad.
That was all right.
They've all been bad. Jess, Will Smith, I didn't realise this, is a YouTube vlogger.
Oh.
Like, you know, like Jake Paul and KSI, Logan Paul, all those vloggers that are really popular at the moment on YouTube with hundreds of thousands and millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
So he's ditched the movies and gone for YouTube.
He posts a daily or a bi-daily video.
How did I not know this was happening?
I know. Like, because you know how he's in Australia during the tennis in January?
Yeah.
He was posting vlogs every single day. And it was in the exact same style as these, like, young teenage vloggers.
Amazing.
So it's like... Did I do a backflip off the Sydney Harbour Bridge? No. But it's like the clickbait title. It's got all like the correct imaging on it. And it's like a 20-year-old style for like a 50-year-old actor.
Do you reckon his kids are embarrassed of him?
No, because they're more embarrassing. You know who I reckon is the worst in the situation here? Jada. Jada's absolutely...
Jaden?
No, his wife, Jada.
Oh, Jada. Right.
Oh, everyone was giving me looks like, Tim, you're a dickhead.
Well, because we were talking about his children.
Yeah, but I'm saying I feel sorry for the wife.
Because she's the most normal.
Yeah, also for their third child, the oldest, Tyrell, that nobody knows about.
Yeah, sorry, who?
Exactly.
He's like the third member of Destiny's Child. Who gives a...
Whoa. I think you should all go to YouTube and check out his videos, Will Smith Vlogs.
Actually, he just did a video impersonating his son, Jaden, in his music video. It's great.
Guess where that was?
On his YouTube channel?
On his YouTube channel.
How did I miss it?
Well, you didn't, because you've clearly seen it. Go check it out. If you're 50, start up a channel. I'll subscribe.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yesterday, we were just having a chat in the office, as we always do, and you were like, mate... Look at all this drama going on at Guzmán y Gómez.
Yeah, because they've decided to take out the coriander from their rice to, I mean, a lot of people have been complaining about it, apparently, enough so that they've gone, you know what, we'll just remove it. We'll take it out. Our rice is now plain. Congratulations, you've won.
I didn't realise that having coriander on things was such a big deal. The only time I remember, like, it affects me so little that I could have it almost every second day without realising it. Like, I don't know what it's in. Like, all I know is when I directly use it is when I cook fish, because I put it on my fish.
Yeah, and look, there's whole pages devoted to this.
Really?
On Facebook.
What?
There's 181,000 people like a page called I Hate Coriander on Facebook.
People need to have hobbies, I think.
And this is the thing, like, there's other groups that are, you know, a lot more explicit that I can't read out on the radio. And one group called I Hate Coriander, Worst Herb Ever.
Wow. I've never, on my herb-based preferences on Facebook, this has never come into play. So what's the deal? Why do people not like coriander?
Because it turns out for some people, their palate makes coriander taste like soap.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't affect that large a portion of the population, but some people have that taste in their mouth so bad that they're like, get coriander. I can't have coriander in anything. Whereas I love me a bit of coriander.
Mm.
So I'm completely on the opposite of all this.
So it's a tiny percent of the population. Or
well, at least 181,000.
Compared to 7 billion, I think that's minuscule. But I don't get it. I didn't realize it was such. Look, okay. You're not, look, I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
But your opinion is like 30% to me. I need someone to get me at least over 50 to make me at least half believe this. So 13, 12, 16. What's the deal with coriander? Why is it such a big deal?
Explain to Tim why you hate it so much. Because there's a lot of hate for coriander.
There's so many things going on in the world that are worse than coriander not being in Guzmani Gomez. So I don't understand what is going on. 13, 12, 16. You can pitch either side. I'm not super stressed about if you love coriander, if you hate coriander. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell me about coriander. I don't really know that much about it.
Explain to us this debate.
To be honest, I've forgotten what it looks like. It's Tim and Jess.
Green.
Woo! 13, 12, 16, give us a call. On 13, 12, 16, we have been talking about coriander because apparently coriander is a massive deal. I didn't realise that people were going to bed at night and not being able to sleep going, why doesn't everyone love coriander?
A lot of people hate coriander, Tim. 181,000 likes on a Facebook page called I Hate Coriander. They posted the story about Guzmani Gomez taking coriander out of their rice. And a lot of people have commented. One guy said, yes, now we can finally eat Mexican food again. Our next project, take down Thai and Vietnamese food.
Yes. Get them all. Guzmani Gomez will be the only restaurant in town. I have no concept of this hatred for coriander.
Like, I love some coriander.
I understand there's like foods that people don't like. Like that's human nature. Like you like some foods, you don't like other foods. I completely understand that. But I don't know why there's such an aggression towards coriander.
It can be a real deal breaker for people. Some people say it's an overpowering, unpleasant flavour.
These are unpleasant people, in my opinion. And we have been asking on 13, 12, because I have no idea what's going on 13, 12, 16. What's the deal with coriander? Mm-hmm. Jody from Gracemere, mate, help me out. What's going on with coriander?
It's the best. I don't understand. Like, you just have to give it a go. Just have it on a few things. Just learn to love it and then it'll make everything taste better.
Jody, are you disappointed that Guzmani Gomez has taken it out of their rice now?
I mean, I never really had it, but they should have it in there.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
They did. Well, they had, apparently.
They had it, and there's been petition after petition to get it taken away.
Jody, I don't know if I've been having it or not. That's how little it affects my life. I've never been eating something and going,
really?
You know what? That's a bit
usually
soapy.
People know they have, like, people usually know that they're having it because it's got a strong flavour, but people that don't like it because of the strong flavour, I find crazy because the flavour is amazing.
Yeah, usually it's, what's this green stuff on my plate?
Yeah.
See, I just thought that was like, every time I see like a garnish or like a something on that, I'm just going, well, it's just heaps of herbs.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, guys. I'm still so confused what the big deal about. I did not think this is how my morning was going to pan out, but thank you very much for your call, Jody.
Yeah, that's all right.
See you, buddy.
Tim, we just got a message through on Facebook. Just search for Hit Central Queensland if you want to chuck us one.
Yeah.
Tony said, it smells like stink beetles. All caps.
Tony, you smell like stink beetles. Grow up.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.